Ladies and gentlemen, possibly live from Toronto, Canada, the host of tonight's program, Andy Breckman, man.
I have fled the country, but I'm safe. I'm in Toronto.
Well, there you go. I'm glad I'm getting your audio because I'm not getting anything else.
I don't know what that means. What else do you need?
I need to be able to see the Zoom application, but that's okay. You sound fantastic. You have such a great new microphone.
Yeah, I bought it. I bought it for this show especially.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, and this show, and of course next week's big marathon. I'm so sorry I won't be there for the marathon, but I do have a good excuse.
Oh, what is that excuse?
I just don't care.
Well, in reality, you're semi-employed again, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm working, yeah. I know that kind of rattles you. I know that you can't, it's hard for you to get your head around it.
What are you working on up there in Toronto, Canada?
I'm producing a television pilot, which may or may not become a TV series.
I see.
It depends on if the TV gods smile on us.
And what happens to these pilots that don't get green-lighted to become a series?
What a great question.
So what happens?
Oh, I don't have the time or the inclination to discuss it, but I will acknowledge it's a really good question.
There must be a pile of pilots that were never green-lighted that people would like to see.
Ken, that pile is 10 miles high. It's ginormous.
What do you have in that pile?
I have a couple of, they're called busted pilots.
Oh, okay.
And believe me, you could fill 20 landfills with busted pilots. The years ago, 10, 12, 15 years ago, the networks were making many pilots every year. They'd make 10, maybe a dozen comedy pilots, and they'd make 10, maybe a dozen dramatic 1-hour pilots. And, a small percentage would get on the air.
Uh-huh.
You know, most of them would be discarded. Never to be seen again. Many famous TV stars have a whole series, a whole string of busted pilots behind them.
Well, Andy, the people are clamoring to see the busted pilots. How can people see them?
It's a great question.
Wow, it's my second great question of the show.
Yes, it is.
Oh, man, I'm on a roll. So how can people see them?
Oh, I see. There are, you can go online and find some of the more noteworthy busted pilots. Conan O'Brien and Robert Smigel famously wrote a pilot called Look Well, L-O-O-K-W-E-L-L. That,
right.
Is one of the classic busted pilots. George Clooney famously was in 6 or 7 busted pilots before he became famous.
And Michael O'Donohue and Chevy Chase had a famous busted pilot.
I'm sure you're right. I wasn't aware.
Yeah, they.
But I've had my share as well.
Oh, what,
so anyway,
what busted pilots? What busted pilots do you have that people can search for?
Really, I don't need to discuss my failures tonight. But
maybe they're not failures. Maybe they're fantastic just because they didn't get green
light. I've probably written a dozen scripts that I was hired to write that were never filmed. You know, you go to the, you go from the script stage to the film stage.
Yeah, yeah, we're not interested in that. We're interested in the ones that actually got filmed and produced.
Well, I had, my last one that didn't go, let me see, there was one for TBS. Called Uncle Nigel.
Oh, yeah. I remember hearing about that.
I remember that, yeah. Well, it's all right. But I have high hopes for this one. This one is called Einstein. It's about Albert Einstein's great-great-grandson.
Wow, Albert Einstein is the guy who, there's another Albert Einstein that invented the theory of relativity. And
this is his fictional great grandson who's teaching physics at Princeton University, and in his spare time,
What a coincidence.
he's consulting with the state police, solving baffling murders. You know how professors, when they have a spare moment, will often help the police solve murders in their neighborhood?
Oh yeah, I've had a number of professors and TAs that love doing
Yeah,
that. Yeah.
it's that old chestnut. So it's a light mystery, and we'll see what happens. But thank you for pretending to be interested. It means the world to me.
Well, good luck, Andy. May it not be a busted pilot.
Thanks, because you want to soak me. You want to bleed me dry.
Right, 1 week from tonight
Oh, no. Why don't we
at
post? Why
6:15
don't we?
p.m.
No, wait, Ken.
is
Why don't
the
we not soak me this year? Wait, how about this?
is the soaking of
Because
the
I don't know.
Brechman.
Wait, Ken, we don't know
Well,
this.
this is
We don't
great.
know.
I
Ken,
love when you phone it in because I can just turn your volume down and you can't hit me. You really
why don't
can't
we
do
not
anything.
soak me this year? But next year, if the series goes, I promise you can soak me like double.
Nah, I don't like
But
that
let's skip
idea.
a year
So
because
next
I don't
week at
know if it's by then.
6:15 p.m. for 4 minutes, there will be a soaking period. Andy will match your pledges dollar for dollar.
But Ken,
No.
why don't you have a little mercy, show a little compassion? You've seen compassionate people. You can imitate them,
It always goes
and
by so fast. It's
let me skip a year, and then you can hit me if I have a show, a series on the air. Then you could really sock it to me.
Oh, okay. Let me think about that for a second.
Okay, good.
No, we're not doing that. We're going to soak you next week. Almost exactly 1 week from now, from this moment.
It's so unseemly because it's just, if you're taking advantage of the one person on staff that has achieved anything in his life.
Well, you're not the one person on staff that's achieved
Well,
anything.
then why am I the one that's getting soaked? Why am I the one? Who else is getting soaked?
I don't know why you're the only one. You are the only one.
Why don't we think about that? Just let's give that a moment. Why am I the only one?
I don't
Let's
know.
soak every DJ
No,
this year.
but
Let's shake it up.
you know
Every
what?
DJ for 4 minutes. Every DJ.
I asked some good questions at the beginning of the show. You just asked a good question also. Why are you the only one? I'm going to get to the bottom of that.
Because I'm the only one that has hit, because you know I'm making a living. Gosh darn it.
There's lots of people who are making a living.
Exactly. Yeah, you just admitted
Just
it.
not as handsome a living as you.
You don't know that.
Oh,
You don't know that.
yeah,
There are
kind of.
probably some very they probably are keeping it in the closet for this very reason. They don't want you hitting them up. They don't want you at their door begging for money.
You don't even have a closet big enough to keep your salary in it.
I'll bet there are DJs that really, really are doing very well, but they never ever tell you about it.
I don't think
And
so.
I should have had the wherewithal 32 years ago to follow their example. By the way, that's the first time I ever used the word wherewithal out loud.
Yeah. I don't think they even had invented wherewithal 32 years ago. So
It's a good Scrabble word.
it's a moot point. Wherewithal?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a good Scrabble word. Jeez,
I
man,
don't think
that's
it's so many more. It's much more than seven letters. It's
it's
probably
a long one.
an impossible Scrabble word.
Yeah. Xenon, that's a good Scrabble word.
You've never played Xenon. I would challenge that.
Xenon, it's an element. It's on the
Yeah, you wish.
periodic table.
From some old Superman comic.
Well, let's jump into tonight's topic because we have
Yeah, oh wait, but first we should announce the winner of our election.
Well, we were going to have Sam and Pam on at 6:50 and announce it once we had our two candidates for.
Oh, that's a great idea. Very dramatic.
Yeah, but the problem is I'm having a computer thing here and I'm not going to be able to add them on Zoom. So Sam and Pam, if you are listening, you're going to have to call in at our new phone number, 201-536-9368. Or you
At
could you, Or you
at
could 650? Also, yeah, at 650. Or you could also call my cell phone. I think one or both of you may have my cell phone number.
What's that number again, that new number?
It's 201-536-9368, Andy.
That's a stupid number.
No, it's actually not a stupid number. It spells out, if you put all, you know how phone numbers can spell out a phrase?
Yeah, yeah.
What it spells out is, Andy is loaded. 6:15 p.m. next week, the soaking of the Breckman.
You know, if I have fans out there, and I believe I do, I must, they should contact Ken, and we should petition Ken to soak all the DJs equally. And they can make, you know, and before the soaking, they can state their case. They can say, I'm vulnerable financially this year. I didn't have a great year.
That's whiskey talk.
But everyone should be soaked.
That's whiskey talk, Andy. We cannot do that.
By the way, that whiskey you're drinking, I bought that whiskey for you.
Hey, I'm not drinking it.
That's my whiskey.
I haven't had a drink in 2 years now.
What do I get for my money?
I'll have you know.
Where's a plaque with my name on it?
Oh, you want a plaque?
I want a plaque. Something.
I never knew you wanted a plaque. We'll get you a plaque.
Oh, shut up. I don't want your pity plaque.
Pity plaques.
I want, in lieu of a plaque, I want a year off.
Pity plaques are the best plaques, and you already had a year off. From September 2011 to late 2012 or 2001.
Slice of heaven. Paradise.
Yeah, 2001. Sorry.
Yeah, 7 months off.
It was longer than that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were celebrating.
Yeah. Ben Laden came through for me, gave me a nice vacation.
So tonight we're hoping that people will add themselves or add WFMU to their will.
What?
Yes. We want people to add WFMU to their own will by writing a little codicil. Andy writes codicils to his will all the time.
Well, I don't do it all the time, but I have some codicils. And codicils, I think, are very informal. Anyone can do it. All you need is a pen and a pad and one witness. Actually, you need two, but I will be your second witness. You have to date it, and you have to say I, and then you say your name, and would like to amend my will, and I would like to donate, bequeath WFMU X amount of dollars for my estate. That's it. And then sign it.
Yeah.
And then just one eyewitness will sign it. I will witness it via WFMU. We'll have an audio recording of it. You take a picture of that note you wrote. And what do they get? Everybody that bequeaths money to FMU, what do they get, Ken?
Oh, they get a button that you made, which is hilarious.
We made a button. My assistant, Kate, up here in Toronto, designed a little button for
us. Oh, she's from Canada?
Well, I have to hire Canadian assistants, yes, but she's great, yes.
Wow. Does she have that wonderful Canadian accent?
She does have a Canadian accent, but even more importantly, she has a real skill, a natural skill,
uh-huh.
an innate skill
yeah.
at designing buttons.
Wow. So Kate designed a button, and it says, I left my money to WFMU. Somebody kill me.
Yeah, it's a funny little button. And you'll get a button. All you have to do is donate some money.
Leave money.
Just write out a codicil.
Yeah, you don't even have to leave the money. You don't have to die yet.
You don't have to die yet. You can live another 4 months, 5 months. We don't care. Live 7 months, right, Ken?
Even longer, yeah.
Yeah, or longer. Yeah, that's a good point, Ken.
We're not control freaks. We're not going to tell
you.
Yeah. Oh, and...
Think how sweet it'll be. Think how sweet it'll be. You'll be on your deathbed, and you'll know that you've done the right thing by WFMU, and you'll also know that very, very soon, you won't have to listen to WFMU. It's a win-win.
I think WFMU is available in most hospitals now.
Yeah, but it's not available in heaven. You and I both know that.
I did not know that.
Yeah, you and I both know that.
Why not? Is there no Wi-Fi?
Yeah, why? Why isn't WFMU available in heaven? Because people have been good. They earned the right to heaven. They want to live their life in peace.
I was going to say, we're very popular in hell.
Yes, I know. You're very. Yeah, I know. It's piped into almost every dormitory in hell.
You're serious? We're not in heaven at all?
No. You know, you're very aware of the petition. 18 billion signatures.
There's not even 18 billion dead people.
There are 18 billion dead people.
No, there's not.
Liar.
There's.
How many do you think there are?
There's not even as many dead people as ever, who've ever lived, as there are people who are living now.
You think there are like 8 billion dead people?
No. Well, how many people are alive right now? 8 billion?
6 billion? 4 billion?
I don't know. 6 billion? Let's say 6 billion.
Well, I know. Wait, I know on my block
count
in
them.
New Jersey, there's 35.
Okay. 35 million?
No, 35 people.
35 people.
So that's a start. I'll never be able to calculate this. But I know there's at least 35.
Well, I know you're lying about the 18 billion signatures to get WFMU banned from heaven. That I know.
Oh, I know what you're saying. You suspect some people have signed it more than once.
They would have to.
You're accusing them of fraud.
They would have to because there's not 18 billion.
Yeah, I get it, Ken. I know. Yeah. I believe me. I understand your concern. People forged some names up in heaven to ban FMU. They were desperate, Ken. Rules don't apply.
I think they should have poker games in heaven. They got to keep those people busier. So that they don't spend all their time forging signatures onto these idiotic petitions.
Yeah.
hey, we have a listener, McGroovy, who has offered to make you a plaque. What would you like your plaque to say?
No, we want codicils written. We want people leaving the station money.
Right, we want people to leave the station money.
Wait, give the phone number out again, Kenny.
Okay, it's 201-536-9368.
Did you say 201-536-9368?
Yes. Andy is loaded. That's the phone number. Andy
201-536-9368. It would be great. Maybe you want me to start things up, but I'm here alone in my little apartment.
Yeah, you can't do it.
I don't have a witness.
Yeah, you need a witness. We need somebody.
And you cannot be a witness legally because you are going to benefit from this pledge.
Yeah, I run WFMU, so I'm not a disinterested party.
Right. So I cannot leave you money, Kenny.
Thanks for reminding me that I'm not disinterested.
You're disinteresting.
Ah, okay.
But
got
you're
it.
Not disinterested. Okay.
Oh, good. So you did not insult me. That's fantastic. Thank you. Man, you're full of compliments tonight. I had all these good questions about the busted pilots.
Yeah, very good.
This is great.
And that's how you learn, isn't it, Ken? By asking questions.
Yes. Yes. All right, Andy, we have our first call.
Wait, is somebody going to leave us money? 201-536-9368?
Yes, it looks like it. Oh.
Yeah.
I was misled.
Oh, they teased us. Yeah. They taunted us.
I was misled. Oh, well.
Yeah. And she's a beneficiary tease. That's what that was.
And just another reminder, we're going to be announcing who won the election for president of 7 Second Delay at 6:50. But Pam and Sam are two candidates. If you're listening, change in plans. You have to call that new number, 201-536-9368, or you have to call my cell number. Either one will do.
So this will be like those Academy Award moments where we will announce the winner, and then we will also hear the reaction of the loser live, right?
I wish, man, wouldn't that be great at the Oscars if you could actually hear the reaction of the losers?
Yes, if everyone was mic'd.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my God, that would be the best.
Because then you'd hear every wife, every spouse, every husband. You know what they would lean in to the nominee, and you know what they'd say?
What?
Oh, darling, you were robbed. You were robbed. It should have been you. Or they'd say, oh, next year, honey. Next year will be your year.
Man, that would breathe new life into the Academy Awards if they mic'd the losers.
Yeah, and mic their wives and husbands.
Yeah, man. Or they don't even have to mic them. They could use shotgun mics. Well, Andy.
I really would. I would actually watch. I really would.
We have a caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Valentine from Bellingham, Washington.
Hi, Valentine.
Hi, Valentine.
Hi.
Hey, Valentine,
so
have you made your have
up
you,
with you
have
today
you do you have a will written, a legal will somewhere?
I've literally been working on it.
Andy, well, Valentine says that he's been working on his will, Andy.
Well, then this is a perfect, this is so fortuitous. Another great Scrabble word.
So is this the soaking of our dead listeners?
Yes, it's the soaking of our late listeners.
Of our soon-to-be late listeners.
Of our soon-to-be late listeners.
Future late.
Can I tell you, Valentine and Kent, can I tell you something? I already know, I can already predict what my biggest regret will be when I'm on my deathbed.
What's that?
Oh, yeah?
When I'm on my deathbed, my biggest regret will be that I'm on my deathbed.
Really?
Yeah. I think that's probably universally true.
I wouldn't think so. I think some people.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, it's like,
oh, my God. Can't a guy just, can't a co-host tell a joke anymore? Dear God. Are you so bitter and jealous that you can't let me tell a joke?
No, I let you tell.
Is that what we're down to?
I let you tell the joke.
Hey,
and there's something I wanted to say to all of our listeners. And that this is a great time to file an advance directive, last will and testament, just to make sure that if things go to hell in a handbasket, even though there's WFMU there in a handbasket.
Yes. Oh, Valentine makes a very good point. Yeah, we're just days away from Armageddon.
So, Valentine, are you going to list WFMU in your will that you're now working on?
Oh, definitely.
All right. Well, why don't you do that?
Well, that, you know what that means? You get a button. You have one of our special codicil buttons. And I guess if you're writing your will, you don't even need a codicil. You can include it in the actual body of the will.
That's right.
That's what I was going to do.
And you should mention WFMU's legal name, which is Oracle Communications. That's the parent, not for profit. A-U-R-I-C-L-E.
A-U-R-I-C-L-E, Oracle Communications. Hey, why don't we take a little beat and see if we can come up with a stupider name for a company? I can't do
it. Okay, go ahead. Try to find
it. No, I'm stumped. Okay, Oracle Communications. And should we ask Valentine how much he's bequeathing us?
Yes, why don't you ask him that, Andy?
Well, it's kind of dramatic. It's a big moment because if it's anything over $2,500, Ken will drive over to your house and run you over tonight.
I mean, I was hoping for like 7 to 9 range.
$7,000 to $9,000?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. We should send him a bumper sticker also, Andy.
Yeah. A bumper sticker and some fentanyl.
All right, so Valentine, make sure you mention WFMU's parent name, which is Oracle Communications, and if you want, you can put in our IRS number as well to make it truly legal.
Okay, hold on, let me get a pen.
This is so exciting. This is very appreciated.
And then you should know
you're not going away empty-handed. We're sending you one of our buttons.
Kate,
you can go online. You can go on our website right now, Ken. Isn't that right, Ken? And see the design of the button.
Yes, Kate designed this button, and she's Canadian.
Yeah, so you know it's good. So you know it's been spell checked.
Yeah, there's no typos in it.
And what is the IRS number there?
It is 13-364-9722.
13-364-9722. That's exactly the number I would have guessed.
Yeah, 13-364-9722.
And how can Valentine get his button, Ken? Can he contact you at ken@wfmu.org?
Yeah, Valentine, just send me a picture of your will where you mention WFMU, and I'll send you your button and your bumper sticker because you're leaving us such a large gift.
It's really appreciated.
Yeah,
now, Valentine, this is a little dicey, and I apologize if I'm crossing a line here, but can I ask how old you are?
I am in my mid-30s.
Oh, that's a little disappointing. And then would you say you're of sound mind and body? Are you a healthy guy?
He sounds really sound.
Damn it!
Oh, no, I think it's coming for me.
That's great. And would you say you're a careful driver?
Oh, very careful.
Not Jesus, like we driver. Can't get a break around here. Andy, Jesus Christ.
Valentine, Andy was kind of hoping that somebody like, say, Dick Van Dyke, who's 99 years old, might call.
Yeah, we're lucky. That would be the dream call, wouldn't it, Ken?
Yeah.
Or even preferably Dick Van Dyke's father.
Oh, he's dead. He's gone.
No,
yeah, we're too late.
I think the star of Diagnosis Murder is going to outlive us all.
He probably will, with a smile on his face. Chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim
happens. Is diagnosis murder? Is that something, another Dick
thing? That was a series he did, a light mystery series that I did not produce.
Oh, it must have been great.
Shut up. See, you don't think I have feelings. You don't think I have feelings. I have feelings.
I liked The Morning After. That was the best Dick Van Dyke TV movie ever.
Oh, he was an alcoholic in that?
Oh boy, was he ever. I was a little kid, and that was the TV show that taught me what DTs were.
What are DTs?
Delirium tremens.
Oh, yeah.
It's when you start hallucinating.
He taught me how to be a chimney sweep. Mary Poppins.
How long were you a chimney sweep?
Oh, just one summer during between my high school and college.
In Haddonfield, New Jersey?
Yeah.
Huh. How did that go? How did that go?
I made over $13 that summer.
That doesn't sound like you got a lot of work.
You know what I learned? People want you to ask first before you come down their chimney.
You can't just go down people's chimneys.
I know that now.
Oh, man. We...
Okay. Thank you, Valentine, and thank you from the bottom of our heart. Enjoy, can't say a nice, gracious thank you.
Thanks so much, Valentine. Thank you.
That's the biggest pledge you're going to get this year, Ken.
It might be. It's not really a pledge, though. It's what's known as a bequest.
Yeah, it's a bequest.
Yeah.
All right, Valentine. And you know what you might want to buy Valentine, Ken, as a way to say thank you?
What?
Skydiving lessons.
How about no skydiving lessons?
Yeah. How about a parachute and no skydiving lessons?
Hi, you're
how about
on.
How about a parachute that you and I pack together and no skydiving
yeah,
lessons?
Yeah, that's the way to do it. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, love the show.
Thanks. Who's this?
Let's just say this is Jim in New Jersey.
Hi, Jim in New Jersey.
Well, we need your legal name if you're going to be leaving us money.
I got to tell you, last year I inherited a lot of money.
Hey! I love how this phone call is going. This might be my favorite phone call of the night.
I made up my will.
You did make up your will last year?
I made up the will last year. WFMU is a potential six-figure beneficiary.
Wow!
Six figures. Wait, where's the decimal point in those six figures?
My dear niece and nephew to pass away, but if they do before I do, you're number three.
And are we already written into the will there, Jim, in New Jersey?
Written into the will. I looked it up on the internet, figured out the Oracle communications part, the whole thing.
All right.
Now, six figures. So that's minimum 100K. That's minimum,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's a minimum.
Wow. That's a minimum.
I'm going to write down 100K.
Ken, don't you want to offer this young man his own time slot, his own show on the station?
No, but I don't need that. I think two buttons are in order.
Ken, don't you want to drive over to his house tonight and give him a sponge bath?
Now, remember, this isn't guaranteed.
Yeah. Right.
But no, wait. What has to happen for us to inherit
sister,
that money? For us to, I'm sorry, for us to get the money.
And then I go, you get it.
Wait, give that to us again.
The nephew goes.
My sister's the number one beneficiary. If she passes before me, my niece and nephew get the money split equally.
I see.
And if for some reason they're all on an airplane together.
Oh, for the love of God.
Yeah, oh, so we're fourth in line?
We're fourth in line.
Well, you're third in line because, you know, my niece and nephew would get it evenly. If only one of them passed, you're still going to get half.
Well, how about this, Jim in New Jersey? How about you leave your wife or your sister rather, 40%. You leave your niece and nephew 30%, and you leave WFMU 20%.
Well, I'd have to revisit the whole document.
Oh. Or it might be easier for this Christmas for you to buy all three of them hang gliders.
That would be great.
Three hang gliders. Ken, we're three hang gliders away from $100,000.
I think four. Oh, no, you're right. The niece and nephew could ride the same hang glider.
Yes, they could share a hang glider.
Yeah, nothing better than sharing a hang glider.
Nothing better for us. Wink, wink, wink.
All right, well, Jim in New Jersey, if you can send me a picture of your will that lists WFMU, then I will send you this marvelous button, which was designed by an actual Canadian.
It sounds good. I won't get to it till tomorrow.
No problem, Jim. My email is ken@wfmu.org.
Thanks, Ken.
And Jim, may you live a very sweet but very short life.
That goes double for me. Double the shortness, or half, I guess is what I meant to say.
Yeah, whatever lifespan I was wishing you, Ken is wishing you half.
That's it. You're so articulate. I was struggling to explain what I meant.
Yeah. Okay, so we're at 201-536-9368, and we're thanking people for leaving us money in their will or writing a codicil with us live on the air, and we're thanking you by offering you a button that says, I left my money to WFMU.
And then?
And then?
And then what else does it say?
Oh, and then it says on the bottom of the button, somebody kill me.
The good thing.
What a great conversation starter.
The good thing about a button is you can take it on and off very easily, unlike a T-shirt.
That's true, Ken.
Yeah.
That's one of the main differences between a button and a T-shirt.
So if somebody's around who actually might kill you, you could just take the button off. And then once they go to the bathroom, you put the button back on.
That's it. We've run out of things to say.
That's
the end. That's the end. 32 years. That's it.
Andy, that's why
it doesn't get dumber than that.
That's why we made it a button and not a T-shirt. I remind you.
That's it. It's over.
All right, back to the phones. Hi, you're on the air.
The button T-shirt riff.
Can't believe I got through. That's it. Hope we all get the help we need.
Me too. Hey, Zachary.
Hey, you must have just called our new phone number, 201-536-9368.
Yeah. You're in Studio B. Very exciting.
Very exciting.
I
want to
know,
Studio B.
Does a living will count?
We're asking our listeners to add us to their will or write a codicil live on the air.
Andy, Zachary asked you whether a living will counts.
I don't understand the difference.
We bequeath to WFMU all the time. Like, how much are you shaking everyone down for this year? I heard the last guy, I can't do six figures yet. You know, I love WFMU, the family.
If you loved us, you'd have that second mortgage on the house and you'd be closing in on six figures. If you loved us.
So now I'm being exposed.
Well, Zachary, can you do $500?
Oh, definitely. We'll do that.
Okay.
Well, let's write a codicil right now. Zachary, do you have a witness in the house that can witness this?
There'll be. Can you witness it? Oh no! All my papers are falling.
And you have some kids. You have some kids, right, Zachary?
Oh yeah. So, yeah, they're occupying.
Are any of them older than 18, or are their combined ages 18? Maybe they could all sign
it. Yeah, if I combine them, let me add it up together.
Yeah,
if you add them all up, are they over 18?
Let the bigger one give the smaller one a piggyback ride, and then they can together be one witness.
Hey, I need you guys as witnesses.
Ken, isn't
we're gonna
that
round
haven't
up
you,
on,
haven't
on
you
ages,
said that
okay?
to more than a couple of cops in your life, officer? If you add up all their ages, they're over 18.
It works.
That did not work for me, but you're right. No. I have used that line.
Yeah. Okay. So Zachary, we're gonna ask you to write a codicil, Al.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. You just date it first. You date it and then say, "I hereby amend my will."
I Zachary last name.
I Zachary last name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
if you're, okay. you know,
here
and
by.
You know your last name, you could look at your driver's license if you forgot.
Yeah, I have it. Let me check it, Andy. Lots of vowels. Okay. It's okay.
Okay. Oh, and yeah. then I would like hereby amend my will. Period.
Amend.
I am leaving WFMU. I'm sorry, Oracle Communications.
Oracle Communications.
AURICLE. Oracle Communications. And then you write out the amount.
$500.
Or if you're feeling generous at this moment, more.
I mean, well, it's $500 every year, right? These are every year commitments.
No. It's
This is a one-time.
One time.
You're only going to die. You're only going to die
oh,
once.
We're Zachary. Not setting up an endowment.
No. This is just a one-time bequest.
Oh, I thought you wanted sustaining, like swag for life from death. You know, would you put stuff on the grave?
No one's going to collect every year.
That's
annually.
What is that? That's an annuity or something like that. I don't know.
That's why people are never buried in rented tuxedos. Once you're dead, we can't collect anything from you. You're buried.
Right. And the tuxedo gets really rank very quickly.
Well, that's not the reason, Ken. It can't be retrieved.
But even if you could retrieve it, who would want it? It's probably disgusting by then.
That's just moot, Ken. That's just a diversion. That's just you feeling the need to blabber and step on my brilliant little comedy bit.
Oh, somebody got through to Zachary. I think the wife's saying, Zachary, don't do it. Don't do it.
Oh, God. Please, we should have made it clear. Please, please get rid of your wife. Send her out shopping or something before you call.
Okay, Zachary, we lost your call. So just send me send me a picture of your codicil, and I will send you the button made by Kate.
Yeah, and have all your kids sign it, and if their ages add up to more than 18.
All right, you are on the air. Who's this?
Oh, hi. It's Zeke, 2 G's.
Oh, hey, Zeke, Fuji.
Hey, Zeke, thanks for calling. Zeke, we better get this out of the way now. Is your wife in the house?
My wife's not in the house. No,
excellent.
Okay, then. We're ready to go. Green light, baby.
Perfect.
Green light all the way.
So, Zeke, do you have a will? Are you writing one? Where does that thing stand?
Can you write a codicil for us?
I could like, you know, scrap one up. I don't have a will of much of anything really these days. I can do something for
you. Okay, get a pencil and paper, and I will dictate the codicil, or in this case the will. So you don't have a will yet. You don't have a legal will yet.
No, but could I use a McDonald's receipt? Is that all right to use the back of that?
No, we need a grown-up piece of stationery.
Yeah, ideally a full 8.5 by 11 sheet of blank paper.
8.5 by 11. Okay, I can scrounge that up.
7.5 by 10 would do also.
Right, and we're inheriting money from a man that doesn't have a sheet of paper.
No, I have McDonald's receipts. I have plenty of them, but
yeah, I don't like the sound of this, Kenny.
Yeah, I don't like.
What do you want me to say?
Look, number one, there's no eyewitness in the house, is there? You're alone.
Zeke, we're moving on. Sorry.
Yeah.
I
don't think we've ever had a listener more alone than Zeke.
McDonald's receipt is just not going to cut it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I believe Zeke is our alonest listener.
He might very well be.
We're at 201-536-9368. We'd very, very much like to profit from your demise.
Your future demise.
Your future demise, yeah.
Right.
It could be weeks away. It could be months away.
Not your present demise.
No, exactly.
We're
201-536-9368, and we're offering you a button.
The button says, I left my money to WFMU, somebody kill me.
Yep, you can see the design of the button on our website.
But it's not a tattoo, it's not a t-shirt, it's a button.
That's just, right, Ken, it's
just
a button.
Just saying. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, boys. Aaron in Minneapolis.
It's Aaron.
It's been a while since I called.
It has.
Yes, Aaron, we've missed you.
Radio stunt comedy.
Yeah. Yeah, we can't fake this kind of chemistry. This is the real thing.
Power of the Golden Men of Radio, stunt comedy.
Yeah. And, you know, we've been doing it for years, but you'd never know it. We're as fresh as ever.
Andy, did you ever get to go to the SNL 50th celebration? For those of you who don't
yes,
know.
Yes, I did. I did go to, I did attend that, those parties.
I think it was one of the Unfunny Season.
I didn't hear the last thing. The
well,
last
yeah,
comment.
The problem is, Andy, when you're on Skype, you and the caller, for some reason, are always talking over each other.
Yeah. It seems like I should get priority over the damn callers.
So Aaron was wondering...
For those of you who don't know, Andy was a writer on Saturday Night Live. I think it was one of the Unfunny Seasons.
Yes, he was.
I was there for a few seasons, yes, and I did... I was a small part of the show, and I'm not usually a very social person, but I did go to those parties last weekend.
Were the parties good?
I had friends last week, but I couldn't get through, and it's too good to pass off. What the heck is this crap? I am the Ralph Nader of this election, apparently. I was not invited to debate. I don't get 10 votes, but that brat... Superdelegate Nadia does. No offense, Nadia.
I see. We're okay. Oh, we're recounting now. I'm sorry.
Anyways,
we're reviewing the rules from last week's election.
Yeah.
To be a superdelegate.
Aaron wanted to be a superdelegate.
Yeah, he's bitter that we didn't include him on the list. I wanted to, Aaron. Ken and I argued about it for hours, and I finally just gave up and deferred to him. But I wanted you on that list.
Sorry about that, Aaron.
Ken felt very strongly. Thanks for calling, Aaron.
Hope to hear from you next week, Aaron. Phone number
here. We're going to announce the results of that election.
Yes, we're 7 minutes away from announcing the results of the election.
How was the turnout, Ken? How many people voted?
Quite a few, Andy. It was very close. I will tell you that. Hundreds of people voted.
Wow.
There were a couple of third-party candidates, I can tell you.
Oh, people were writing in names?
Yeah, there were.
Hey, may I ask you this, Ken? Did any of our superdelegates vote?
Yes. Interestingly, a couple of superdelegates voted. It went quite a while before somebody employed their right to vote twice. I was amazed how long it took before we got our first person who took advantage of that. In the end, two people voted twice.
They must have felt very strongly.
They did. They did.
I can't wait to hear the results, and I guess we're a few minutes away from that.
Yes, and I'm hoping, and just to update, you know what I just realized?
Tell me, Ken. Tell us all.
Is that I think Pam and Sam are going to be able to actually just join the Zoom call without my intervention at all because I turned off the waiting room.
So, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so Pam and Sam, you can join the Zoom call in 5 minutes.
Okay.
I was wrong. I'm having a computer screen problem, but hopefully you'll
Ken,
be able
nobody to... cares. Ken, don't go into the, don't drill down into the details.
Okay.
Who cares?
Yeah, who cares? You're right.
For the love of God, you're on the radio.
You're right.
By all that's holy.
Yeah. No, you're right.
This is why nobody in heaven wanted to be bothered.
Sorry about that.
201-536-9368. Hey, we'd love you to leave us some money in your will or to write a codicil right now.
The phone number is 201-536-9368. And we have a very special button. I left my money to WFMU. Somebody kill me. It has the WFMU cow and dog Woof Moo logo on it. It was made by an actual citizen of Canada.
Hey, wait, I'm entitled to that button. I left the money to WFMU.
Yes, you are entitled to the button.
That's right, although I did have some conditions in my will. You can't inherit unless you meet my conditions.
Right, I can't wait to go to your funeral where I'm going to have to perform those conditions.
Oh, yeah, baby, yeah. Wear something loose. Wear some loose-fitting clothes. That's all I can tell you.
Oh, man. That's going to be one fun funeral.
Oh, yeah. It will be.
Andy's had a whole...
I can't wait.
Andy's had a whole lifetime to put jokes and conditions into his will.
It's going to be one zinger after another. If Beth will read my prepared statements.
Oh.
You'll be very entertained.
Oh, I'm sure she will. Why wouldn't she?
All I want Beth to do is to sing Nobody Does It Better.
Is that what she has to do in order to inherit your vast amount of wealth?
You know what? I actually can't say that anymore because I always told that joke that I wanted Beth to sing Nobody Does It Better at my funeral.
But what
and
happened?
Then I said it in a room full of comedy writers, and then it ended up on a TV show.
Oh.
Now people will think I ripped off.
Who ripped it off? Who ripped it off from you? Come on, name names.
It was the joke on The Simpsons, actually.
Oh, man.
And now people will think I'm just ripping off The Simpsons, so I can no longer do it.
Well, she's off the hook.
Yeah, I'll have to think of something else.
But you know, it didn't make sense anymore anyway.
Why?
Because Beth told me that Mr. Garcia does it better. So you don't want her to lie at your funeral.
And people might not appreciate that reference. For many years, for about 11, 12 years, Beth would take weekly sex lessons from Mr. Garcia. But she did it for us. I mean, she did it to help the marriage.
Yeah, you were aware of it at the time, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, is it more important for me to put money for FMU in my will or to log on to Zoom?
No, this is fine. You're on the phone. It's Pam, everybody, one of our presidential candidates.
Pam, hey, maybe. Pam is one of our nominees for president. Pam, will you be honest with me? Have you been thinking about this election and the show from last week all week?
Not every moment, but it has periodically entered my mind, yes.
Oh, you're so honest. Oh, I love you for that.
And now we're waiting for candidate Sam to either call in or join us on Zoom. Either way will
Pam,
work.
Pam, I'm just so curious. Does it mean any? What does it mean to you if you win this? Like,
Wait,
it can't mean zero, right?
Do you want my money?
Oh, yeah. Oh, we want your money.
I don't want your money. I don't want Pam's money.
You don't?
I would feel guilty. No, yeah, Pam works hard for her money.
Because I'd be dead.
And you'd be dead. And San Francisco's the most expensive damn city in the world.
Well, I believe she's...
Yeah, but I'd be dead.
which is surprising because it's so perfectly run.
Well, she's outside San Francisco.
Okay.
Yeah, she's not.
It's so well managed. I'm surprised that it's not that it's more affordable.
Yeah.
Come on, Sammy.
You won't go there. You sure you don't want me to go on Zoom? I probably have better audio.
No, you sound great over the phone.
You sound great.
To tell you the truth. Yeah.
And now, what do you call a speech when you win? I know the concession speech is when you lose.
I want a button.
An acceptance speech.
It's not quite an acceptance speech. It's a victory speech, I guess.
Wait, you are in my will. I want a button.
Oh, great.
Oh,
well, how much are you leaving us in your will, Pam?
Oh, well, the caveat is that I haven't, had it signed because I need to figure out how much I'm giving my siblings versus my nieces and nephews.
Yeah.
Oh, you're those ungrateful brats. You're really going to leave them
currently
anything.
Currently, it's $5,000.
They don't love you half as much as we love you.
Andy, you missed it. She said $5,000.
$5,000 to us.
That's great, Pam. Thank you.
That's a button, baby.
Yeah, that's more than a button. That's a button.
And you know what, Pam?
No,
when
I
you come
totally
when you come to New York next week, Ken will put the button on you personally.
Oh no!
I will.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Sam.
Hey, Sam.
Hey, it's them.
Hey, Sam. It's our other candidate. Hey, this is great.
I've been up tins of needles all week. Let's say.
Would you say it's more pins or more needles?
More pins.
Yeah, that's what I would think. Yeah.
Yeah. Save the needles for afterwards.
Oh, yeah. If you lose.
After the result, yeah.
Yeah, if you lose, you're going to want those needles close at hand.
All right, I'm just trying to get some suspense music up here.
Hold on, Sam. Wait, before we go any further, Sam, have you been thinking about this at all? Now, be honest. Try being honest. For once in your life, have you been thinking about this election at all?
I thought about it for a couple of days afterwards, and I totally forgot about it until this morning, I guess.
There it is. That's how you. That's an honest man. And do you have a victory?
Right. I might be a president soon. That's right.
Do you have a victory speech ready and a concession speech?
Just a concession speech.
Oh, no, you got it. Come on, have a little faith, brother.
My money's on Pam.
No, 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 brother. Have a little faith.
No, I'm kidding. I don't have any speeches prepared.
All right. And Sam, how much money have you left the station in your will?
None. I don't have a will.
You can write out something right now that might be legally binding.
Well, maybe we could make a bet. How about if I die before you guys, you get my money. And if you guys die before me, I get money from you.
Oh, that's a tontine, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, a tontine is the last survivor gets all of it. That's a tontine.
Yeah.
And I'm going to I appreciate the offer, but I'm going to respectfully decline your offer.
We should put together a tontine, Andy.
Okay, that's might be the worst idea I've ever heard.
No,
for the record, I want nothing to do with your tontine.
Here's an even worse idea.
Go ahead.
There's delivery robots all over our neighborhood in Jersey City now.
Yes.
We should kidnap a robot. What do you say?
Kidnap a robot? You mean and hold the A&P or the grocery store, hold it hostage and wait for a ransom?
I don't know what we do with it. We should just kidnap it.
And then if they don't pay right away, we send them like a bolt or something or a battery?
Yes.
As proof of life?
Yeah. That's perfect. I didn't even know what to do once we kidnapped
it. Give the robot a radio show.
All right. We are ready for the results of the election for president of 7 Second Delay.
Wait, but once you announce it, Ken, what happens then? We have how many minutes are left?
We have 7 minutes left.
Well, let's milk it a little longer. People will just tune out once you announce it.
Okay.
But wait, there'll be a bunch of crying. And...
Milk away.
Oh, that's true. There'll be crying. There'll be a concession speech.
Well, either Pam or Sam gives a concession speech, right? And then the other one gives a victory speech.
Now, Pam, are you good at suppressing your anger and not cursing?
Yeah.
I mean, do you have a mute button on your phone? I mean, it could get very ugly in a few minutes.
It could, but no, I can control myself, I believe. Unless somebody like steps on my foot or something.
Okay, just to review, Pam, your whole campaign, your issue that you embraced in your campaign was that you were sensitive to our listeners, maybe particularly our female listeners, and you would rein in Andy's worst instincts.
No, no more rape jokes.
Well, no,
I never promised that.
On rape
My rape jokes would be much more tasteful. That was the only thing I would promise.
No, Pam promised no more rape jokes, no more child molestation jokes.
Well, topics.
Topics, right. No more rapey, no more rapey topics.
But how do I razz the rapists out there and the child molesters and the pedophiles?
Well, you've never done that before. Why start now?
And then Sam, I believe, Sam, what were the issues that you embraced in your campaign? You embraced just...
I wanted more rape topics.
Yeah, exactly. I think Sam, you explained how long you were a lifelong fan of the station and the show, right?
Sam made a promise of a zinger every 5 minutes.
That's right.
And no more topics,
no more shows where you just pay people.
Yeah.
That was your platform. You didn't want me baiting people. Right, I remember that.
Yeah, just paying money to people.
We should have asked them each to come up with a slogan, but we didn't do that, did we?
No, we didn't.
Yeah.
Next time. And the winner of this election, why don't you review what their duties will be, Ken?
The president of 7 Second Delay will have the right to veto any topic once Andy and I are both on board ahead of time.
Right. Ken and I will agree on a topic, which is not a pretty, which is often not a, you know, a pretty procedure. But we will, we finally will agree on a topic, and then we will run it past you, the sitting president, and you will be allowed to veto it.
I think the time
has arrived. Back to square one.
The time has arrived, Andy.
Okay, Ken. Ken, so there were hundreds of votes. Only a couple of people voted more than once, right?
Two people employed their right to vote twice because they felt so darn strongly about it.
And I know one of them.
And two people, two of our superdelegates voted.
Wow.
There were,
and Ken, you said the election, the tally was very close.
Very close. Really close.
There were some
close.
hanging shards.
I really didn't know who would win until Matt Warwick and I finally did the final tally today.
Well, why don't you do this? Why don't you first tell us the numbers, like tell us the winning number and then the losing number, and then announce who it was?
Well, I had a different idea. I was going to announce.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The third party candidates first.
Yeah.
The also rans. If you recall, we discussed whether or not to have a third party candidate at all, and then we discussed how that would throw a wrench into the works.
Yeah.
The wrench received one vote.
The wrench itself.
The wrench itself.
One vote.
Yes.
That's all you need to know about our listeners.
And then we had two Nadias who were superdelegates, Andy. There's OG Nadia.
Yeah.
And new Nadia.
And they both voted?
No. New Nadia voted, and she was a superdelegate.
Okay.
And she gave half her superdelegates' votes to OG Nadia. So OG Nadia got 5 votes.
Yeah. That's fantastic. Okay, so now it's time. Why don't you, do you have the raw numbers?
I do.
Don't tell us the names.
I do.
Okay. How many votes did the winning candidate get?
The winning candidate, Andy, received 133.5 votes. One person split their single vote.
Okay, 133.5. And how many votes did the losing candidate get?
The losing candidate received 127.5 votes.
Oh, you know what? Oh, this is, oh, I wish we had timed this better. We are completely out of time. We are, I wish we had time to announce the winners. We just don't. I can see it's already 7:02.
It is time. Yes, it is time.
No, you know, we might have to announce the winners next week.
Time for the legal ID and also time... To thank
I wish we had paced ourselves
WFMU
better.
WFMU and WMFU Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM.
And
online at
WFMU.org. And online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for the Blue Show.
Yeah, that Blue Yay. Show.
Blue Show
and
with Matt Feibach.
I guess we'll have to wait until next week.
Oh, come on. Learn. Come on now. No, we're...
Then the soaking will be free. Ken, I agree to wait till next week if the soaking is double what.
No.
Yeah, if we can do an 8-minute, if we can do an 8-minute soaking.
No, that can't,
that's
you'll kill me.
Idea.
That is so uncool.
I agree with that.
And Pam, it's uncool of you to even suggest it.
Well, we only have 30 seconds. Sorry. So congratulations,
I don't think we have enough time, Ken.
Congratulations, Pam, our new president of 7 Second Delay. Sam, would you like to deliver the
election?
What a way to off my shoulder.
Sam, how about the beginning?
Pam, do you have anything to say to your supporters?
I demand a recount.
No, Pam,
yeah,
sorry.
Exactly.
You're in office for a year now.
Yeah,
all right.
Sorry, honey.
We're out of time. Thank you, Andy.
So now you're to blame for every damn show we do.
Thank you, Sam. Well played.
You could have had a zinger every 5 minutes, people. You gave that up.
Well, there's always next year.
Congratulations,
Richard
Pam. Stay
Richard
tuned
Nixon
for
came back.
Stay tuned for Weekly World Blues with Matt Feibach.
And this is a sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
Blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Tell me, baby, what's wrong with you now? You don't treat me, darling, like you used to. I try. Lord knows I try. Yes, I try, pretty baby. Yeah. I try to get along with you. I bought you for coke. A diamond ring. You know I was good to you. Gave you everything.
I tried to try.
Lord knows I tried. Yes, I tried, pretty baby.
try to get along with you. You know I try. Sometimes I wonder, darling, was my loving all?